Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello and bonjour.
Avec Véronica.
Well, after what's been an appallingly traumatic week, I'm concentrating on a person whose life and works have been an inspiration to millions and who has demonstrated the importance of art. Mostly for himself, as he was the first to admit, but as a result of his huge talent, for all of us in the wider world who now regret the passing of Sir David Hockney. Commentators have been falling over themselves to lavish him with praise and cite their personal contact with him. Oh, I knew him so well, and all that stuff. But news journalist Andrew Marr, himself now a painter, was particularly good on the subject of Hockney because he really did know him well. For me, he's always been one of the greatest 20th century artists since Picasso. I love the fact that the two of them started early and never looked back, both hungry for new challenges, never standing still. The one from Spain, whose first painting was created at the age of 8 of a bullfight, and the other from Bradford, who just loved painting, and that's all he ever wanted to do. And just up the road from that other great Yorkshireman, Alan Bennett, a great commentator of human nature. His talent, his whimsical, melancholy way of writing. My goodness, Yorkshire has produced a lot of geniuses right across the board. Captain James Cook, who travelled to Australia. Amy Johnson, aviator, who overflew the world. John Whitley, religious leader. Herbert Asquith, prime minister. Guy Fawkes, Harold Wilson. The late Roy Hattersley, Labour politician as well, who's also died this week at 93. Judi Dench, Diana Rigg, Penelope Wilton. All three dames, all born in Yorkshire. And then there's Sean Bean and Ben Kingsley. Gandhi no less. Ted Hughes, the poet laureate. James Mason, that smooth-talking Lolita lover. Margaret Drabble, W.H. Auden, whom Hockney famously painted. Simon Armitage, the current poet laureate. J.B. Priestley, Frankie Howard, Molly Sugden, and Ernie Wise. Janet Baker, Barbara Hepworth, Ed Sheeran. Damien Hirst, Leslie Garrett, Gordon Clough, Gordon Banks, and to some people the finest of all, Geoffrey Boycott, with whom I'm fortunate to share a birthday. Now back to David Hockney. I think I had seen pretty much everything. His family portraits, his drawings of Celia Imrie, much later all of his friends, the American stuff, New York, California, The Bigger Splash, his abstracts, his wonderful latter paintings of Yorkshire in the seasons, and his happy recent sojourn in Normandy, his stained glass window in Westminster Abbey in his lifetime. But the last time I saw his work was at the LV Foundation in Paris, as I walked into a room and burst into tears. The room was full of full moons. He always knew how to pull something out of his hat or flat cap. Always something new, photographing collages or joiners as he called them, using an iPad in such a clever way. Part of me wishes that he'd had children to pass on his talent. But the glory was that he lived as he damned well pleased and said what he wanted when he wanted. Pass me a camel. So now, what cheery activity do we have this week? Château Arthon on Wednesday. Thursday, Flamands, better known for their concerts, are having a spit roast to celebrate La Chasse. And it's the festival of music all over the place in Cézanne. On Saturday, in the Stade in Lectoure at 7 on the 21st at La Souffetat for €35. It's a soirée blanche. That means you don't go to bed. Lots of food, drink and music. And they'll be pulling up the drawbridge at 4 a.m. on the 20th. And let's finish on an inspiring note. Another man who's devoted his life to thinking about the human condition. The Dalai Lama celebrating his 90th birthday. And he is the presenter of a documentary produced by that dishy officer and gentleman, Richard Gere. It's on at the Cinéma Grand Angle in Florence. It's called La Pleine Conscience de Bonheur, which roughly translates as Be Aware of Being Happy. He gives his advice in English. So let's hope we learn something about learning to live with life.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À la prochaine. For now, I raise my glass to David Hockney.
www.dfm930.com